Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Tuesday, the 12th day of February, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours as we are Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and then, of course, retransmitted on stations all across the United States, simulcast Global Shortwave, WWCR, and XM Channel 166. The news websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Okay, it's another completely overloaded transmission. You know, I didn't even really talk about the Pope Benedict's announcement that was made Sunday night that he'll resign, the first pope in 600 years to do that. The last time there was a major schism in the church, and whether you're a Christian or a Catholic, if you live on this planet, this is certainly a big deal. I believe it's because of scandals inside data that has been breached inside the Vatican, and that there is pressure being put on him to resign. Or that the information is so damaging, the blackmail information, that he's just stepping down in case it all comes out. There are major wars going on within the globalist camp. All of the major denominations of Christianity, the major Muslim leaders led by Saudi Arabia, the Sunnis, they're all pushing world government. Ratzinger, while defending the unborn and things like that, which I think are admirable, has said, you know, global government, all the nations coming together, new world order, pushing EU. So the Vatican is a big political machine that certainly stands to gain from a planetary government. And if you look at the Treaty of Rome, in 1957, the Vatican is intimately involved in the establishment of that. And everybody knows I don't get into Jew bashing, Catholic bashing, Protestant bashing, Muslim bashing. But all of these major groups, the leadership, in most cases, because it changes back and forth, is basically a mafia feeding off of their followers. And that's just a fact. And anything big and institutional tends to get corrupt over time. But we'll open the phones up today on the Dorner situation, and I'll give you updates on after we come back, on the economy, how they're totally deindustrializing the U.S., raising taxes across the board, county, city, federal, fines, fees, regulations on steroids, designed to bankrupt us and transfer all the wealth to China, where it's centrally controlled by the global New World Order neo-robber barons. Neo-robber barons, I think, best describes these people. And David Icke is joining us. He's hard to get on. I saw the report put out by the different universities and MIT conferring with the analysis of the German scientist that, and there's a lot of other studies that have shown this. In fact, guys, I meant to do a file on this. You just got him so quickly. Will you guys print me some of the major scientific studies? There's been a bunch of them where they've noticed that when you observe matter, it changes the way it behaves. In fact, not just when an electron microscope is looking at something, that changes the way it behaves, but when a human starts looking at it, even though there's no actual change in matter or no energy that can be seen, that can be measured in the scientific method that's known going into the matter, suddenly when a human looks at it, and some of the studies show other animals this happens, but not all animals, humans is particularly powerful. The most powerful response, this has been proven, by the way, that the matter then changes the way it behaves when a human consciousness is staring at it. Yeah, there's Science Daily, quantum theory demonstrated observation affects reality. Print that for me. And so I walked in here today and it was David Icke on the sheet. Usually I'm more informed of things. I just got him so quickly because he's been saying this for, I don't know, 20 years after he had a vision while hiking in the mountains of, what was it, South America. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 12th day of February 2013 on this Tuesday edition. The one, the only, David Icke, will be joining us because a lot of major universities and government studies are showing in multi-science disciplines that there are laws to the universe that don't fit into their old scientific models. Gee, you mean the government and the establishment doesn't know everything? We're going to be looking at that today and breaking down these big studies saying that it appears that the universe is a artificially projected system. To use the word computer simulation, as scientists are doing it, that would be like comparing a image of a paper airplane, a one-dimensional image of a paper airplane to a Star Destroyer, if that was itself something actualized and built. When the globalists say that they have unlocked the secrets of DNA, they haven't unlocked the secrets of humans or a Bengal tiger. They have taken a digital photograph of the DNA, it doesn't mean that they actually understand it. They have a photo of the tiger, a photo of the elephant, a photo of the human, and they are able to manipulate small parts of DNA and RNA, in the case of viruses, and get a desired effect, but down the road it always mutates and turns into something completely different, a lot of times with disastrous effects. And that's the real crisis facing humanity and the question of, will our civilization survive? Will humanity make it to the next level? The establishment is doing a couple things. They're digging in giant bunkers, armored vehicles, tanks, enough bullets in the U.S. to wage a 30-year war against the American people, while trying to deindustrialize and simultaneously dumb down and sicken the general public. All of that is going on. All of that is unfolding while the establishment races ahead with technological developments that they know are very likely to create the crises that could lead to an extinction level event for humans, while lecturing us all day how our carbon dioxide, that is part of the carbon cycle of the planet, is so evil, and how the flatulence of cows is going to kill us all, when there's always been bovine in similar numbers ranging across the plains of the planet engaged in flatulence. So technically, the establishment is schizophrenic, conflicted, and out of control, but they're unified in a program of predatory dumbing the public down, robbing the public, destroying opportunity. The only opportunity they try to provide is funneled in to their power structures and their systems. Yeah, there it is. California EPA warns on cow flatulence. So that's a article out of Fox News from, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, back in 2005. They're already regulating it and taxing it in places like Australia. And Canada is also now putting that into place. Okay, enough of that. A lot of things are going on, but I do want to go to your phone calls ahead of our guests joining us, and then I have open phones as well in the third hour today. But here is some of the news that I have here in front of us. Police warn all black men you could be stopped and questioned. Well, yeah, they stop white guys and then shoot their car up thinking that they're Dorner. It's a total hysteria. Drama queen behavior going on in Southern California. Is Christopher Dorner another psychiatric killer? Turns out he was under some type of psychiatric treatment for depression. You know what they subscribe for that? Mass murder suicide pills, known as serotonin reuptake inhibitors and others. LAPD trying to execute Dorner while engaging LA citizens with frenzies, shoot to kill gunfire. That's up at Infowars.com by Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com. School board wants to take copyrights away from students and teachers. I'm going to be getting more into that today. It's all part of a global trend. We're also going to get into Bill Gates dodges questions on why he owns 500,000 shares of Monsanto. Well, to reduce our population. Software that tracks people on social media created by a defense firm to track and also culture jam and engage in domestic propaganda. That's London Guardian. And we're going to be getting into, obviously, Apocalypse Now, the final pope. That is the headline up at Infowars.com by Paul Watson. And we don't put this type of news out. The Market Watch, the Wall Street Journal, is our article, and Paul Watson's video. A special report is concerning prophecy. Is the next pope the last pope? Medieval prophet says only one pontiff remains. So we're going to be looking at that. The larger issue is, why is he the first pope in 600-plus years to step down before dying? Pope John Paul II was the second longest sitting pontiff. And, of course, had Parkinson's and everything else that had been shot up previously and still stayed on. So why is that tradition being broken? Obviously, you've had the internal documents of the Vatican stolen by his valet, who's now been pardoned and all the rest of it. There is a battle within the New World Order over control of the Vatican. That is admittedly going on. And I think the evidence is this ties into it. So we're going to get your take on that as well here today. And there's a lot of other important Dorner news that I've not gotten into yet that I want to also get into a little bit later. But they're thinking that he may have escaped into Mexico because they found a boat with a rope tied around the propeller, and they think that might have been him. They think he's in the mountains. The images of SWAT teams in full armor marching around in the blizzard is pretty ridiculous. Yeah, it snows in some of those mountains there in California. It's just all ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous to see this type of thing happening. But as I said, we're going to be getting more into that coming up today. Also, in the economy area, McClatchy newspapers are reporting shelters are seeing more elderly homeless, more real people, not mentally ill folks who are real people, but sadly, are broken down because of mental problems, not drug addicts, but real families, real old people, folks that have had everything they have taken. And the government will take an old lady's house for unpaid property taxes, even though they can't pay them and are broke. They will take your house for unpaid federal and state taxes. And they've got actuaries. They know the large portions are not going to be able to pay. It's designed to wreck everything. The state of Texas now, if you get like three tickets, and what is it, in 2 years, you're not even told that when you go ahead and just pay the ticket, they're going to charge you upwards of $10,000 over the next 5 years. And it's happened to people I know who get two speeding tickets and suddenly get multi-$1,000 bills after they've already paid the ticket. And again, none of this is to run the system. It's to wreck the system. The power to tax is the power to destroy. So we're going to be getting more into that. I have dispatched some of my reporters to video in the next hour what is being reported by local News Radio 590, our local affiliate, as the biggest procession they've ever seen. And it stretches, it left before sunrise this morning in Dallas. Chris Kyle, the slain Navy SEAL, reportedly killed at a gun range by someone he brought out there trying to treat for PTSD. Nearly 7,000 people attend memorial service for ex-Navy SEAL Chris Kyle at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And you've got a procession of motorcycle riders, citizens, you name it. It's shutting down the most traveled artery in the entire Midwest and through Texas. Probably I-35 is arguably the most busy artery in the country. But security tight for slain sniper Chris Kyle's funeral procession. And it just goes into the security because I guess Al-Qaeda might try to attack. Just absolutely ridiculous. You mean tyranny is tight. Just everything is selling the idea of total tyranny, but never mind that the government could become the larger tyranny. APD releases ex-Navy SEAL Chris Kyle's funeral procession route. And it says the funeral procession for ex-Navy SEAL Chief Petty Officer Chris Kyle will travel through Austin today. Iraq War veteran Eddie Ray Roth, 25, has been charged with February 2nd killing of Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield at the North Texas gun range. Nearly 7,000 people attended Kyle's memorial service at Monday at Cowboy Stadium. Tuesday, the procession will travel down I-35, exit 6th Street, travel east on 7th Street, and north on Navasota Street to the Texas State Cemetery. That's the former Civil War cemetery, Confederate cemetery. APD Chief Art Aceveda tweeted Monday that the procession is scheduled to enter the northern city limits between 11:30 a.m. and noon. Yeah, and they're behind, but I'm a little bit after noon is the info we've got. Austin police say the cemetery will be closed to the public during the funeral. Well, obviously, you can't go visit your family there. They're buried there. Additionally, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Navasota and Kamal Streets will be closed between 7th and 11th Streets, the sidewalk on the north side. I'm just going over that to show how out of control this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not against somebody getting a funeral procession, okay? And obviously, I've interviewed Chris Kyle, had a chance to talk to him. Jesse Ventura was suing him and winning in court over his claim he punched him out and then changed his story that it was outside. Then turned out Ventura had witnesses it didn't happen. Kyle didn't. The whole thing's very suspicious. But I'll say this. Why not have a funeral procession for all the troops dying of DU exposure? There is no procession. In fact, they won't even send people out to, do the gun salute and the rituals. The truth is, more and more they treat the troops like absolute crap. But then they'll have these big, giant events to create the illusion that they care. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
And we are back live. Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us. David Icke on the nature of reality and all these big scientific reports coming out saying that the universe appears to be a computer simulation. That's their words. It shows a artificial force basically holding it all together, projecting it. That's what David's been saying for 20 years, and he's been saying exactly that. So he's going to be joining us in the second hour. Whether you love him or hate him, he's certainly an intriguing individual. Then we'll also get his take on the expanded wars, the police state, the bankrupting of the planet, the mass shootings, all of it. Look forward to the discussion with David Icke. I'm going to give the number out right now, free for all, old callers, new callers, first-time callers, whatever the case is, I want to get your take on what you think's going on behind the Vatican. There's a lot of theories out there. I'm going to break some of that down with the Pope saying he's going to step down the next 2 weeks. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Here's some of the other news I'm going to be getting into after we take some of your calls. Federal investigators suspected Dorner fled to Mexico, affidavit shows. Here's another one. Police worry Dorner may be capable of flying a plane. Warning issued to local airports. More government training given to this guy. LAPD crippled by Dorner's search, limited in response to other crimes. But the LAPD supports the total abolition of citizens' right to keep and bear arms. They've been on record for at least 20 years. The police chiefs being federal puppets, they want the citizens disarmed just like Chicago and New York City while they run around festooned with weapons and you've got three people killed and only two of them police and you've got cops dying every week in LA in car wrecks. I looked it up and they are literally shooting up cars, shooting up women, shooting up men, beating people up, just freaking out in a total insane panic. Because more and more police, especially in big departments, are wannabe tough guys. They believe the sitcoms. They believe the dramas. They believe they're these superheroes. When cops get killed in car wrecks now, they'll have giant processions and all the rest of it. What about general citizens? Are we worth anything? And the answer is no. We just pay the paycheck. And again, I'm not even bashing police here. I'm saying, what is it with Air Force One and red carpets and the Hollywood stars going to banquets with the politicians and Nancy Pelosi having, you know, when she was Speaker of the House, Air Force Two that cost $10 million per trip or more? I mean, government has become this royal class while they're reporting record numbers of old people becoming homeless. McClatchy newspapers report shelters seeing more elderly homeless. We're going bankrupt. I mean, if you don't pay your property tax, and I know so many people who have a little bitty house with a little bitty backyard who are retired, who, by the way, are veterans, many of them, and the court comes and they take their house and sometimes they try to squat in the house and a SWAT team comes and says, come out with your hands up or we're going to storm it. And sometimes you see it in the news, they kill the people inside. They will kill you because you don't really own that property. You pay a rent on it. And they're setting the economy up where it's impossible, if you're not a criminal, to live. The illegal aliens are above the law. A lot of the government people in California, the police get to run red lights even in their private cars. But so does the entire state employee force. That came out years ago. That over in the San Francisco Chronicle, that over a million of them, license plates cannot be read by license plate reading cameras and red light cameras. When it takes a photo and scans it, it cannot be read. So they run the toll roads, everything. They are God. They are Lord. They are King. This is what our founders went through. We know the police are king in North Korea. We know they're king in Mexico. If you're not cop, you're little people, to quote Blade Runner. We don't want to live in a society like that where the cops are above the law because they serve the mafia above them who's really above the law. We don't want to live in this gang culture. And we're seeing it in Los Angeles. Now, on the other extreme, people are saying, good, kill cops. Oh, yeah, kill their kids. I think it's sick. I think it's sick that all over Facebook and Twitter and CBS News and AP report like it's okay. Go, well, yeah, he might have got fired. It might have been wrong. He saw a cop kick a suspect, and so he killed the review board head's daughter, allegedly, and calls up taunting. I mean, that is so sick. Someone kicks someone, so you're going to kill people's daughters? And the general public, who's never probably been in a fight, never killed anybody for sure, never seen horrible violence, never seen dead kids in car wrecks, they're all wimpily on their computers going, good, good, kill their families. I mean, it is so sick how barbarous we're getting. But what do you expect? The TV says torture's good, secret arrest is good, dehumanize the Arabs, dehumanize the Muslims, you know, glass parking lot them. You don't think that sick, aggressive, tyrannical military culture isn't going to come home to roost? And when the Civil War starts, which they're trying to start, I mean, cops, you want something to be afraid of, you better hide out if the Civil War starts. Because you're going to be an endangered species. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
what's happening is we've been dehumanized. We don't have empathy for our friends and family when bad things happen to them. We certainly don't care about the person down the block. And the world is so busy and so frantic and so distracted. And we've all seen hundreds of thousands of simulated killings on television and video games and the culture that people can't differentiate anymore between what's real and fantasy. And so the general public, by every metric, worldwide, is becoming more and more decadent. And this is a cycle society's gone through before, but the establishment is aware of human cycles and are on record in triplicate with the sociology, psychology, anthropology, the advertising techniques to guide all of this into a culture where it's really cool to not care about anybody but yourself. It's really cool to not be informed. It's really cool to be into being a failure and a loser and just not caring about anything. And if you do that with a hyper group of eugenicist-based control freaks, if you do that, they will eat your lunch. They will run all over you, up one side and down the other. Let me mention some of the other headlines I've got here, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. gold sellers in Houston must submit to fingerprints and mugshots. And I was down last week at the Piers Morgan interview in Katy outside Houston, and people are like, Alex, you haven't covered this. It's on the local news. And then I just forgot about it. And sure enough, we've got a link to local newscast, you name it, KTRK-TV, you name it, where they are openly saying that when you go in, you get a mugshot and you get fingerprints to sell gold because they want to be able to shut down that commodity as a real currency before they fully implode things. And they're trying to pass similar laws all over the country. The feds are behind this. They've banned cash 2 years ago in Louisiana and secondhand sales. Everything you'd expect inside a prison is now what's being implemented outside the prison. Everything's being turned into a prison. And they use national security and security as the pretext to be able to take control of everything. In fact, the Austin police are saying, no one can come into the Texas cemetery where people got their families buried, veterans, today, because we're burying the Navy sniper, the Navy SEAL sniper, Chris Kyle. And we're going to shut down all of I-35. This has been going on since 6 a.m. So for at least 6 to 7 hours, we're talking traffic back down to 30 miles an hour, they're reporting, on the most busy highway in the United States, and the most busy stretch of it is between Dallas and San Antonio, with Austin down on the southern leg of that. And they've got thousands of people on their motorcycles and their cars, whoever wants to join in. And again, the excuse to keep the press out and only have controlled press in is, oh, the security, the terrorist might want to strike, as if terrorists couldn't wait on the side of the highway. And I've seen state employees on the news by the hundreds and the state police and everybody parked along the highway all day just eating sandwiches like it's an outing or something. And that's what they're reporting in California, that they're not responding to burglaries, robberies. And they're not writing tickets either. Doesn't matter, you just raise taxes on property taxes. They're just staying in their cars or staying in buildings, shaking in fear because one of their own is allegedly shot five people, killing three of them, two of them cops. LAPD crippled by Dorner search, limited response to other crimes. NBC LA, the manhunt for fugitive former LAPD officer and suspected murderer Christopher Dorner has taken a toll on Southern California police departments. What about a toll on the citizens getting shot by the police or getting beat up or coming up to checkpoints and having guns pointed at them? Hey, we don't count. We don't get red carpets. We don't get parades. We're scum. We just pay the taxes. Hundreds of officers are working on the Dorner case, not just responding to every credible sighting, but also protecting at least 50 families connected to the angry manifesto Dorner allegedly wrote. You know, the police say it's not their job to protect you, and it isn't. It's their job to, for the magistrates and for the juries and grand juries, to go grab people. Oh my gosh, look at them on I-35 now. Looks like they're going 3 miles an hour. Oh, that's them leaving this morning. Going 5 miles an hour. Oh, my gosh. They may get here in 2 or 3 hours at the rate they are. And people are lining the processions everywhere. Every overpass with giant American flags. And, you know, I wish they'd have processions for the troops dying and 22 committing suicide a day. I wish they would have processions on every overpass to stop using DU. That's a death sentence. I wish they'd have processions for not making the troops serve 4, 5, 6, 7 tours. I wish they'd have processions so that the major insurance companies in 99 wouldn't have done a deal with Clinton to steal the death benefits of the troops. But see, all that would actually care about the troops. When you get into tyrannies, the pageantry of the troops in Rome, you name it, gets crazier and crazier because it's about the state being God, the state being the hero, the state shutting down the highway, making the little people wait. The Queen of England, whenever she wants, she owns all the roads in London. Every day they routinely shut down random roads to teach everyone that she owns the roads and has the power. Sometimes she shuts down major rivers for a day and makes ships wait just to exercise her power. In fact, I was in London a few years ago getting one of the tours, and they said this, and I'd read it, but I went and looked it up and found out they were still doing it. I knew they did it 100 years ago. Not that they, we can't go up this street today. The Queen has closed it to exercise her power. That wasn't the term they used, to exercise her right. And see, that's all this is you'll have police chiefs crying today. Oh, Chris Kyle got shot, and very suspiciously, by the way, and I'm sad he's dead. And I talked to the guy for 45 minutes once. He's when I was on Opie and Anthony show. Seemed like a nice guy. My issue is, I was very conflicted over the whole thing. You know, because I like Ventura. No, he's telling the truth. And Chris Kyle, was he PSYOP? Was it somebody dressed up like Ventura? That's what Ventura thinks it might have been. Because he has all the witnesses, was there for a commencement. Why on earth would he say something like that? We never talked like that before. You know, Ventura thought I was doing a sick joke when I got a hold of him in Mexico to break the news to him. But the issue is, again, the police are just randomly shooting people's cars that aren't even trucks, shooting up white people who obviously aren't black, stopping black people, black women saying, if you're black, we're going to stop you. I mean, it is just crazy. And you'll see cops in L.A., the photos where they stand there with the machine guns, bugging their eyes out and acting like comic book characters, like they're real tough. I mean, it's just not what even soldiers have acted like historically. It's like a nation of little kids playing superhero. And that's what Dorner, if you look at his psychology, was doing. But, I mean, I remember 2 years ago they announced in Oakland they weren't going to respond to 35 crimes, including home invasion, robberies, you name it. But they're going to be there writing you tickets. See, the government has never been there to protect you. It's there to be sent out by our juries and our grand juries to grab the criminals and bring them to us who are in charge, the juries. So the citizens will sit because we are the people. We are the government. We are the sovereign. We're on top of the government. They've now moved it back where it's always been throughout history, taking us back thousands of years from the leap forward of 1776. They've taken us back to government on top. With the badges and the crowns, the fancy hats, the plumes, the red carpets, the helicopters, the jets flying over. And again, like cheese to a rat, they glorify troops, glorify police, glorify the culture so that people that want status and want to be superheroes imprinted by Hollywood, this is all on record by the psych warfare chiefs, they brag about it, will go enlist in the military, go enlist in the police to be these superheroes, to be these supermen, to become better than the general public. And then they're taught, you are better than the general public. The general public are dumb, and we're here to basically tell them what to do. And then now it's not even that. The general public are the enemy. They're out to kill us, and we're here to basically feed off of them. Now, not all police have converted to this, and not all departments, but this is what they're trying to convert to. So, gold sellers in Houston must submit to fingerprints and mugshots. Ron Paul files complaint with UN agency in fight over namesake website. And Fox News and others are criticizing Ron Paul, going, oh, you went to the UN to get your name ronpaul.com. That'd be like if somebody not named Alex Jones had my name and was operating and acting like they were me. And I'm not attacking the site that did it. I don't know them. That's not my issue. My point is that the UN has taken control of the internet. Our government, the American people, our science created it, along with British and German scientists, if you really want to look into it, with some French scientists as well. But the US funded it through DARPA in the 60s, 70s, 80s, went live in the late 80s to where the general public could use it. The history of the internet's there. Al Gore didn't create it in 1991, like he said. Another one of his giant lies. I forgot. He's government. He can't lie. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I can't question a known liar. Okay, he invented it. Anyways, when Al Gore invented the internet, I'm being sarcastic. When Al Gore said he invented the internet, it was transferred from a private corporate system with the IPs. Now it's being fully transferred over to the UN, who says they want to censor it, regulate it, and control it. And so Ron Paul has this website that he wants to now have his website and his TV show and his film and his books and his magazine. It's all coming out. Okay, I can tell you that now. It's not official yet, but you're going to see a bunch of stuff announced in the next couple weeks. By the way, let's line Ron Paul up. Say for his big media launch, we want him to, you know, launch part of it here. So let's try to get Ron Paul on it. It could be 2 weeks, it'd be a month out. They need to get their website first. Okay. And so he's got to go to who has it. See, it's like they say, oh, Ron Paul votes against earmarks but then takes them. Well, yeah, if the money, he votes against the federal money and doing it and votes to cut taxes, but then once the money's already there, then he has it deployed to his district. And they call it hypocritical. That's not hypocritical. If the UN runs the internet now, and that's how you, where you've got to go to get it back, he criticizes that and says that shouldn't be the case, but that's where he has to go to get his thing back. I mean, people got Madonna's name. People have gotten, you know, so many other famous people's names and even acted like they're them. And you know what? There's a guy in Ireland who's a realtor who has the website Alex Jones last time I checked. I never tried to take it away from him. He had it before I was even had a website. He had it like in 96. I got my website in 97. And, I think I offered to buy it once and didn't even get a response back. But the point is that I'm not going to go to the UN and try to take it. And I probably wouldn't be able to anyways because it's set up on the old U.S. system and it's very fair. The UN wants to get rid of that and say, if you're not using a site properly for what they believe, it's taken from you. So see, all right, I've already digressed. I said I'd go to your phone calls. That's some of what, we're going to be covering today. David Icke is coming up. TSA, naked x-ray scanners to be used in office buildings. LAPD's getting them. They're already being used in New York where we're without a warrant. They frisk you and then force you into one. I mean, just beyond North Korea. Man sues TSA for $5 million following peanut butter arrest. That's up at drudgereport.com. Over on the left-hand side column, 24 hours in a cell for joking about sandwich spread. That's a prisonplanet.com article. Let's go to Paul in Washington. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? It's a real pleasure to talk to you on the phone, and you did wake me up, and I know you hate hearing it, but I'm going to say thank you like everybody else. You did wake me up and plenty of others. Prison Planet TV subscriber, and I get the newsletter. So that being said, as far as David Icke goes, I think you owe him an apology, and it's kind of like when you understand what you're talking about, it's an awakening, and it's the same thing with David Icke. And I don't think that you've given him necessarily a fair shake in that regard. You sort of sound condescending sometimes to him, and it's amplified over the air.
Well, I disagree with you, and I think that's how you're perceiving it. And I appreciate your call. About 13 years ago, I was in a World of Wonder British Channel 4. It also aired here in the U.S. on cable show, Secret Rulers of the World. And they took one clip of me saying David Icke is a turd in the punch bowl because all the stuff he says can be documented except for the last 3 or 4%. And so I said I disagree with that. But that was out of context. I went on to say, but he gets people thinking. I think that's positive. The Jesse Ventura show. Edited, asked me about that. I said it, left it in kind of like I said that by itself again. So it's kind of a distraction and a diversion. I don't just believe these scientific reports, by the way, saying it's a simulation. That's their way of saying a computer simulation. That's their way of perceiving it. They see a force ordering it. I mean, they're seeing the plumbing in this thing. It's like walking up to a, you know, 2013 Corvette with, you know, all the biggest engine and everything and saying, oh, I think this just appeared in a parking lot. No, obviously intelligent designs behind it. They're seeing the plumbing now. And David has always described the universe as a computer hologram simulation. And so I'm getting him on, even though he's a controversial figure, to say, oh, well, you know, what do you think about this? This adds more credence. I don't know how that then elicits kind of being condescending. When I say whether you love him or hate him, he's always thought-provoking. That I mean, it's not like he's God or something. I mean, I'm saying whether you love him or hate him, it's going to be interesting. See, I don't think that's whether you love or hate Alex Jones. I cover some interesting things. I mean, I say whether you love me or hate me, government's too big, tyranny's growing, we're in trouble, decadence is out of control. And so you said, you called it and thanked me. I just don't want to be thanked anymore because I've heard it about a trillion times, and I want to thank you for being involved and listening, and it's frustrating because I have all these hopes and dreams that I can't even articulate properly, so I'm a very frustrated person. So people thanking me, it's like almost like, oh, you know, I want you to thank me when we start arresting globalists. All right, let's go to Tyler in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, buddy.
I was just wanting to take a moment. Man, the stuff that you talk about with the psychotropics and everything, I honestly don't think people understand the severity of it. I mean, me, whenever I was younger, I could personally say that, you know, I've been on the psychotropics. I've been on Zoloft, Abilify, Adderall, you know. And back whenever I was younger, the key to a hyperactive child to get them to calm down was, hey, put them on Adderall. No testing. The school counselor could put you on Adderall. And, you know, once you take that stuff and everything, because you're basically forced to take it, you know, because of this.
Stay there. I want to talk to you when we come back and have you elaborate on what you're talking about here. And then we'll do this next segment, the next, and David Icke joins us. But you're absolutely right. Look, I was a student aide my last year in high school. I think it was two periods a day because I'd finished all my other work. And all I watched was the school nurse put people on amphetamines.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another.
Alex Jones here, back live. Thanks for joining us. David Icke's coming up the next hour. Talk about the nature of reality, the mass shootings, the New World Order, where he thinks it's all going. By the way, they've got motorcycle riders with the Patriot Guard or whatever they're called, wrecking. You've got other accidents with I-35 shut down for Chris Kyle. Maybe they should permanently shut down I-35 just to respect him. I mean, just put pylons out there, shut it down. Maybe everyone on earth should commit suicide as a sign of respect. Because it's government. And again, it's all about this drama queen society. It gets bigger and crazier and wilder. And now the police won't come out on the street in L.A. shaking in fear. And it's just government is going completely insane. While they treat the troops the worst they've ever treated them in modern history. Amazing. I want to go back to your phone calls here. We were talking to Tyler in Oklahoma. I don't know how old he is, but he sounds young. But he's saying in public school, this is what I experienced 20-something years ago, was the school nurse in between telling me how handsome I was, going, don't you want to go on these types of drugs? It's like speed. Don't you like drugs? And I said, no, I work out 2 hours a day. Do I look like I do drugs? And she was there, part of the school, just pushing. People go in there with a cold. She'd go, hey, here's the doctor's card. You want to go on drugs? I take it. Gets you really high. It's speed. And I would just sit there and watch this as I was in the office, running notes and stuff, coming back, watching. And that's just what America is. So, yes, the New Freedom Initiative, there's a big British study just came out 2 days ago. What, on Sunday? I saw Paul Watson covering on the Nightly News last night. It was in the London Guardian, where they're pushing drugs on little kids when nothing's even wrong with them, as if the drugs help you anyways. And it's the same thing here, the New Freedom Initiative. That's how crazy it is. The whole Prozac class, the whole speed class, absolutely screwing them up. And are we going to have a funeral procession for the kids that have heart attacks on Adderall and Ritalin and stuff, which they do? No. You see, government and the media decides when something's important. They decide when something needs to be seen. They decide. They decide. And it's about the control of reality while they steal the death benefits of the troops, while the IRS takes their houses. Every day I see articles where they're taking veterans' houses, and while they're ruining their lives, and while they're doing all this, and while they fight for the New World Order. Hey, we're having a big procession. And then shutting down public places, a giant cemetery, a big, huge public cemetery where people are publicly buried because, oh, well, a god is being buried. And people just lining the streets everywhere to see the hero. And again, if you ask them to line the street to see some guy dying of DU poisoning, oh, no, I don't want to hear about that. They just come out because now it's okay to be patriotic. Now we say it's okay. Go ahead and finish your point about public school, Tyler. What were you witnessing?
Man, whenever I was in school, you know, the nurses, the number one solution, if a kid was, you know, hyperactive, number one solution, put them on Ritalin. And if Ritalin didn't work, you know, if Ritalin didn't, you know, calm them down enough, they were, or Adderall, they had Ritalin. And Ritalin, anybody who's ever been on it knows that you have to do blood tests and everything like that.
CPS workers just say your child is mentally ill because they're crying for mommy. We're going to put you on antipsychotic so you drool in the corner. When the two-year-old cries because they've been taken from mommy for no reason, they put them on drugs where their teeth fall out. I mean, I've shown photos of kids that have been in foster care 1 month. Their teeth fall out. I mean, they're zombies out of a and it's like, so what? We got a parade to go to, man. You know, the Founding Fathers is on demonizing gun owners. You know, that's patriotic to get those gun owners. Totally sick. All right, Jim and DC and others, your calls are coming up, and then David Icke joins us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel.
See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to take a few more calls right now on this Tuesday edition, and then David Icke's joining us for the balance of the hour. More and more major scientific institutions are coming out and saying the universe appears to be artificially created and that there's some type of unseen force ordering it all, what they call a computer simulation. Obviously, it's far beyond that. Cosmic rays offer clue. Our universe could be a computer simulation. Wired Magazine. That's all coming up with David Icke. He's been saying that for, I don't know, about 22 years. Very interesting. We'll also get his take on the mass shootings, the whole New World Order action, and where all that's going. The latest on Jimmy Savelle. We're going to move quick with David Icke coming up. Right now, let's go to Jim in California. Incident at a gun range he wants to talk about. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? This is Jim. Me and my buddy, we shoot at this gun range out here in San Mateo, California. And, you know, I've shot there many times. And, recently we won. I took a bolt action 308 and, 22 AR-15. My buddy brought his AR-15. And we've never had an incident in the past. You know, no questions asked. What are you shooting? You know, I got this or I got that. No problem. Here's your tag. Go off to your lane. And, this time when we went out there, the guy, his eyes kind of bugged out and he's, oh, well, we gotta, you know, what are you shooting a 308 and an AR-15 and a 22 caliber AR-15? Well, he called another range guy over there. We got to inspect. And I said, inspect for what? He said, well, we got to make sure you got a, you know, bullet button and, no high cap mags. And I said, well, of course we don't have that. But we're, you know, this is California. Everything's legal here. We still have to check. It's the new rule. And, so anyways, long story short, the whole time there, these guys are pecking around us, just kind of like we're criminals, you know, they're just walking around and my little 22, it doesn't have a hold open catch. So unless you have the magazine in it, of course, they wouldn't allow me to keep the magazine in to have the bolt back. So,
what's happening is they're telling gun shops and gun ranges, demonize the Second Amendment, do what we say outside of law. They're telling gun shops, don't sell semi-auto even where it's legal, and just getting them to comply. That's the admitted plan that the establishment has put out. So how did it end?
Well, you know, finally I told the guy, I said, hey, listen, I said, you saw me make the rifle clear. I said, the other guy did. I said, it's up on the rack. I haven't even touched it yet. I'm shooting my bolt action. You know, I said, do you want me to put it away or something? I mean, you're walking around us. I'm trying to shoot here. I'm trying to spot my, you know, side of my scope. I said, no problem. But, you know, the whole time there's a lot of pressure, and I noticed a lot of people weren't shooting any semi-autos, and which is strange because...
No. See, it's mental illness. That's why they're creating a psychological obsession with black guns and with AR-15s. And a lot of people are scared. They don't want to lose their business. And that's why they're going to lose everything. They're going to keep complying until it's all shut down. And then you can go twice a year where your guns are held in lockers, where police, who you have to pay, you know, thousands of dollars a month to be able to do it, watch you shoot, henpeck you the whole time, and your guns are kept there. And they've already proposed it. And they will do it. Listen, this is a nation of worshiping government now. It was a nation of hating government and loving liberty. Now it's a nation of worshiping government. It's not patriotism when people go out to a military parade on average and grovel. It is about worshiping the fraud, the lie, the... So how did this end?
Well, they eventually kind of left me alone, but I noticed that there wasn't anybody else shooting any ARs out there. Of course, I haven't been out there in a while, so maybe these guys caught on early on and figured they didn't want to be harassed either, so they just brought their bolt actions out there. But I encourage people in the area, you know, bring your ARs out there, shoot. You know, don't let these people hold
it. Absolutely. That's why it's so beautiful when people open carry, because they want to act like guns are already illegal. And the fact that we've been on the offense carrying guns openly is really freaking them out. It's a battle. They can get the guns, they can get them all.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the 12th day of February, 2013 transmission. And for the balance of this hour, we're going to have a former Green Party head, former BBC newscaster, sportscaster, former champion goalie, and best-selling author David Icke on with us. And we're going to get into the mass shootings and his take on that. The government openly using Al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria, where that's going, what he makes of the Pope announcing he's going to step down, those internal battles going on there, the latest on the Jimmy Savile story tied into the British royal family and reports of pedophilia, a.k.a. like Penn State. All of that is going to be coming up with our guest today to get his take on things. But if you punch this up for TV viewers, radio listeners can just go to Infowars.com and we have all this linked. Wired Magazine, cosmic rays offer clue to our universe could be a computer simulation, and recent measurements of cosmic ray particles are correct, then we may have the first evidence the universe as we know it is really a giant computer simulation. Humans have explored the laws of our universe for many years, and it's not uncommon to hear people talk about how amazing it is that certain fundamental values are just right for life to exist. Some people have wondered if that's because the whole universe is actually some kind of sandbox simulation. We're merely characters in some cosmic game of Sims. If that's true, then there should be a point at which we can bump up against the edges of the simulator, like Jim Carrey's character escaping from the Truman Show. And now a team of physicists think that a particular measurement of some cosmic ray particles might be the first such indication of those edges. The idea that we might be living in an artificial reality constructed by something higher than ourselves has been a recurring philosophical hypothesis for centuries. Plato's allegory of the cave. And it just goes on breaking down the other people theorizing on a brain vat. These are all variants, the Matrix and the red pill. Well, now German scientists have done a big in-depth study. We're going to be giving you more details of and breaking down and are finding this. But other scientists are actually finding it when they look at black holes, when they observe things. When they have a computer observe something, it doesn't change the equation. When a human starts observing it, it changes what's happening with the matter. And I've got some of those studies. I'll show a document cam here for viewers. Again, if you're a radio listener, just go to InfoWarsNews.com to watch, or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll get you there. We are living inside a computer simulation. Again, that's the headline out of Discovery. How to tell whether we're living in a computer simulation, that's out of Slate. Do we live in a computer simulation? Washington.edu. UW researchers say the idea can be tested. And it just goes on from there with researchers at the University of Washington conferring with the university in Bonn, Germany. We got John Rappaport at Infowars.com. Are we all living inside a virtual simulation? We are all artists made in the image of the creator, the great artist. And again, I personally think this adds to spiritual understanding, doesn't take away from it. The atheists say that the only thing that exists is what they can see in their narrow 2/3-dimensional system. Even though the science all shows higher dimensions, the mathematics, the equations of top people, of course, throughout the last 100 years, quantum mechanics physicists like Einstein and others, so many of them who were atheists look at the research, look at the evidence, the geneticists, and say something made this and believe in a higher power. Now, again, when the scientists say it looks like a computer simulation, there's a lattice holding it together, conforming it artificially, that doesn't mean there isn't a God or a master creator. That adds to that. Okay, some people are saying, oh, you're trying to tear down religion. Well, religion is the way it's set up, as Christ said, are these establishment systems, the Pharisees, others, trying to put themselves up as God, and you've got to go through them instead of getting directly to God. And this is not a religious show. My point is, we know there's a much wider universe going on, and universes stacked on top of universes, and 600-plus billion galaxies photographed by Hubble alone, which is the equivalent of a toy telescope with what we're going to have soon. It is limitless, but we can interface with it. We can imagine it. What we imagine, we've proven we can end up building. And it shows that we are made in the image of the creator. We are creators, and the system does everything it can to limit that. And that's what David Icke's been saying for 20 plus years. He said the universe is a computer projection hologram. He's written it in more than 10 books. I've read many of them. And they're using the same terms David is now using. Obviously, they're telling us about this now. They've known for a long time. But David Icke, I wanted to get you on because this just adds more credence to what you've been saying. You've heard my introduction to this, and we're going to break more of the actual, not just this German university, but others confirming this and what this really means. David Icke, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, it's quite surreal for me, actually, in the last 6 months or so, to look at all the things that I've been ridiculed for, dismissed for, including by the much of the alternative media. Yeah, David Icke's a crazy madman, and he's a diversion, and he's just pushing people away in the wrong direction. He's a disinformer and all that stuff. And now it's beginning to come out, because and I hope that this is something that people will remember when they're worried about what people think of them and whether they should speak their truth, knowing they're going to get laughed at or dismissed, or whether they should keep their head down and just be good little slaves and good little conformers. That if you keep speaking your truth, if it has any validity, it will eventually be shown to be so. And I would start like this, Alex. What we've got to appreciate, to understand the conspiracy, because this is where the conspiracy is coming from, the people at the core of the core of the core, they understand this, and therefore they want to keep this awareness of the reality that we're actually experiencing from the global population, because if we don't know and they do, they are in a fantastic position of manipulating our perception. And that's what it is. Whether it's setting up fake crazy people going with guns to take away and disarm Americans. What is that? That is a manipulation of perception of the population. Guns are dangerous and all that stuff. To hide the real reality, which is just a scam to disarm America. So all these buddy people in uniform with fantastic levels of military hardware and weaponry now, in what we call policemen laughingly around America, can then take over the population without any problem whatsoever. It's all about perception. But there is this massive, it's multi-layered, but there is this massive manipulation of perception, which is reality itself. And I think what we need to first of all start at is, what is the universe as we perceive it? It is information. The universe is information and decoding information. And if you take the analogy of a computer, when you put information into a computer in the way of a disk or data stick, what you're putting in there are not pictures and graphics and texts coming up on the screen. They're not on that information source in that form. They are codes. They are mathematics and electrical pulses. The computer then decodes that into the form that we see on the screen, which is all the things that we call the internet and computers. We are doing the same through a holographic biological computer of enormous advancement that we call the human body. And we are picking up information sources, and we're in the form of vibrational information, waveform information, which is then turned by the five senses into electrical information, which is communicated to the brain. And from that information, the brain constructs the reality that we think we're experiencing outside of us, but it's actually inside of us, in the sense that I'm describing. Now, say you had, and I'm suggesting very strongly, Alex, that this is the situation we face. Say you had a reality where the information source is giving you a certain information from which you are decoding a reality. And it's a reality that is fantastically different to this one. It's about love. It's about the expansion of awareness, knowing that we are infinite consciousness having an experience. We are not the experience itself. We are not our name. We are not our job. We're not our life story. That is the experience. We are the consciousness having that.
The system doesn't want that, because like Bill Hicks said, hey, the guys that say this is all just a ride, we kill those people.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why they do that. This is why so-called visionaries have always been dangerous to the prevailing order, no matter what point in what we call history you look at. But say this happened, and I'm suggesting it has happened. If you have a computer system and it's giving you a certain reality on the screen, there are people, we know this now, it's a fundamental part of life, who can hack in to that computer and give it a fake information source, which the computer then decodes and therefore creates a very different reality on the screen, because the information that should normally be decoding into that reality has been hacked.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back with this, and we'll get into the latest news and developments. David Icke's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. His site's davidicke.com. Our sites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. That you are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll get into other issues and news with David Icke. But, David, going back 20 years ago, because I remember first reading one of your books about 17 years ago when I'd first gotten on air, and my cousin had read it a year before. So it was whatever book you'd written 18 years ago. I forget the names. And I'm like, this is far out. This is crazy. And my cousin's like, no, this is really interesting. This guy's really interesting. So I read it and found it to be interesting. I forget which book that is. Maybe you can remind me. But you were talking about a three-dimensional, the universe being a hologram, projected by what? Again, this isn't even attacking Christianity or religion from my perspective. This reaffirms my faith because, this is a giant universe, hundreds of millions of galaxies, and there is this force they're finding in genetics, in the wave theory, in everything that's making the scientists realize this is designed. And now we realize that the establishment knows this. They're trying to keep us from learning that we've been hacked. And they are trying to force the red carpet, the glitz, the glam, the fake culture in on us. They're trying to destroy the family, destroy the individual, destroy the nation state. What are they trying to build? Because they see us as viruses. David, you've laid out your theory probably, let's not exaggerate, 40, 50 times on my show, graciously. Over the last, 12 years or so, we've been talking to each other. Folks know what you've said. They know what the scientists are saying at more and more major universities that have these supercomputers and these devices that can measure, literally the ether that the ancients talked about. What is it then? What are they trying to build? What do the controllers want? What are they trying to block us from? Realizing there's a whole universe and they're not God? I mean, what is it?
Well, the thing is, Alex, that the next step on from what they're discovering is what exactly are they discovering? Is it the universe as we perceive it, or is it the hack? And I would strongly suggest that what science has been poking around at and trying to understand and going down cul-de-sacs galore, because it won't go where the real information is, because the whole foundation of its mainstream science...
The universe is the hack. That's what I was saying to the guys the other day, that what they're seeing is the hack.
Well, what they are identifying is, yes, the hack. And what are they going to find is that the speed of light is not only not the fastest speed in existence, it's pedestrian compared with what is possible. And that the speed of light is the wall of the hack. And, this is so important if we're going to get anywhere with putting this world right. Is actually, wouldn't it be nice if we started to understand what the world is? That would give us a chance, wouldn't it? Let me just put this to you. We are receiving, according to mainstream science, about 11 million pieces of what they call impressions, light impressions, information in other words, or bodies of information, to the eye, 11 million every second. The brain takes 40 of those to construct the reality we think we're experiencing. We can only decode through the body in what we call the physical world a unbelievable fraction of what exists, even within the electromagnetic spectrum. This tiny frequency range called visible light is all we can see. And outside of that, you've got the X-ray level and the infrared level and all the others. We can't see those. That's how tiny this this frequency.
And now they've proven the dark matter. It's gone from theory to and now they're learning that 97% of everything is dark matter. What is it?
Well, they call it dark matter. I just call it the invisible and the visible to the conscious mind. And the visible it's laughable. It is so tiny. It is laughable. That is the hack and the electromagnetic spectrum and within everything within the speed of light, I suggest is the hack. And what all they're doing is that scene from The Matrix you played before we came back. It's all around you, Neil. Even in the, Neo, even in this very room. That is the information source. It's everywhere. It's like the wireless internet. If you're in a room.
I tell you what, we got a break. Long segment coming up. Wow, David Icke here with us talking about the nature of reality. Is it all a hack? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. And the only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague. And we are the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, David Icke is our guest. He got cut off there by that short segment. He wants to finish up with his take on what science is going to do as they bump up against what he's saying is the hack, not actually the real reality. Pretty heavy stuff, but look, I find it's healthy to do just to get your mind outside the box. We know the culture's hacked. We know they want us in an artificial reality. They're trying to force us into an even deeper one. With the virtual realities and the virtual video games and people aren't living in the real world and in denial and 10 hours of TV or video games a day and all the drugs and the chemicals and the food and water. The establishment wants to dumb us down. And David, humor me because I want your take on this. I want you to answer a question and then get back into the nature of reality. Then I want to get your take on the mass shootings in general, some brief, you know, answers about where things are going. And then also the Pope stepping down. That hadn't happened in 600 years. What your take is on that, we'll discover that with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. If you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, a best-selling author, researcher, trailblazer. You can't deny so much of what he said has come true, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't the case. David Icke joining us now. People can't deny a lot of what we've talked about has come true. I wish I was wrong, but reality is much more wild than what we can even perceive. I think that's the bottom line here. But you just heard that clip from The Matrix. I think the second one where Agent Smith is saying humanity is a disease. Do the global controllers want more of us, or are they really going to try to go to robots because they'll follow orders? But the establishment loves to feed on humans. Like a predator class, they call themselves another species in all of their literature, the psychopath class. Will they actually get rid of us? What is their in-game goal if they had their way, David, and then get back into the nature of reality and then those other subjects?
Well, I think in terms of numbers, from a control point of view, humanity is out of control in terms of numbers, and they want to bring the numbers down dramatically. This is basically, I suggest, what has happened after a quarter of a century of researching this in 50-odd countries. The hack is basically a bad copy of the reality we should be experiencing and would be experiencing without the hack. And if you look in the ancient world, all over the ancient world, and the Garden of Eden and all that stuff is all symbolically part of this whole story. And the themes are that the human form was genetically manipulated. I suggest it was genetically manipulated to tune us into the hack. If you've got a radio on a certain station, it's getting a certain reality by decoding the frequency of that station, and then you hack into that station and you change the reality of the experience of the reality, and to do that you have to get to the station dial onto your new hacked frequency that you're imposing. That's basically what's happened. And so the process, once that was done, of a copy that at the time wasn't a million miles different from the reality it was a copy of, that it was a bad copy of it. It's literally like downloading a copy of something on a computer. We're not talking computers on a desktop. We're talking unbelievable levels of possibility and awareness to do that. But then over this period since this hack was kicked in, they have been slowly now at a very fast rate changing the hack into an even more extreme version, which is closer and closer to what they are, they being the entities that have done it. And they are incredibly robotic. This is what Christianity calls the demons. It's what Islam calls the jinn. It's what the ancient Gnostics called the archons. The different names for it all over the world in different cultures. Same theme, same force we're talking about. It's very robotic. It's very computer-like. And it has no emotion. Now, what I'm describing here are the bloodlines that have been identified in the hack, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the royal families, and all these people. They are representatives. They are, if you like, the ancient Agent Smiths of this, these hack creators within the hack to manipulate on their behalf. They're middlemen and women manipulating within the hack. And the idea is to move us and the hack closer and closer and closer to what they are, computer-like robots. And transhumanism, which is to introduce more and more technology in the body, so we're part robot, part human, is all part of this story, because it's making us more and more and more like they are. They do not have what I call creative imagination. Humans have it. They do not have it, for reasons I talk about at length in my books. And thus, they are feeding and manipulating human creativity to create our own prison. They are parasites. Thus, what is the banking system, which is their banking system? It's parasitic. What is the corporation network, which is their corporation network? Parasitic. What are the royal families? Parasitic. What are the governments? Parasitic. And they're all expressions of this force, because these Agent Smiths, if you like, have taken over government. They've taken over corporations. In fact, they created them. They've taken over the medical system, which is why alternative sources of health are suppressed and practitioners targeted. This is why they're filling us with vaccines and rubbish and chemical toxins in the food and in the drink and in the water. It's all connected. It's suppressing human potential down to them, because if you are one-eyed and you want to control two-eyed, you have got to make the two-eyed blind. And that is what is going on, multi-level, constantly, 24/7, to make humans blind. So in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man, this force is king. And Alex, on your show every day, you are presenting stories of the multi-level expressions of what I've just talked about. Dumbing down, dumbing down, dumbing down. Education, dumbing down. Why? Because they do not want a clear-thinking, sharp, open-minded, expanded awareness that is going to see the game for what it is. And I have to say this too. I mean, this might upset a few people. I really don't care. I'm here to win a popularity contest. I want humanity to be free. At last, at last. 11 million pieces of information received through to the brain every second. We process 40. Infinite reality, we see a tiny, tiny, tiny frequency range called visible light that's almost non-existent. Don't anyone tell me that you are gonna get the lowdown on yourself, your reality, your world, and what's going into it, inside it, from one book. Whether it's the Bible, whether it's the Quran, whether it's what any other religion follows, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get it by understanding or following Republicanism or the Democrats. You're not going to get it from your cultural beliefs, from your academic beliefs, from your racial beliefs. These are all divide and rule mechanisms within the hack to keep the target population at war with itself and in mind prisons that it will not leave, because if I take this information as being possible, it's not what's in the book, it's not what's in my belief system. And this is the key. Belief systems are the currency of control. Absolutely the bottom line. If they can get people to believe something rigidly and immovably, they put them in a box and they're not coming out until they decide to look at the world dispassionately and take information on the basis of its credibility and not on the basis of whether it fits in with a belief system. This is why they don't care if you're a rigid believer in this religion or that religion or this politics or that politics, or you're an atheist. They don't care. As long as you've got a rigid belief, they have got you. And I tell you, we are at a point now, people of the world, where we have got to open our minds to see what's going on. Because if we don't, there are no answers. There are no answers to the hack within the hack. There are answers to the hack when we expand our awareness to go beyond it in terms of our perception of reality.
David Icke is our guest, filmmaker, best-selling author, researcher, former BBC News presenter, sports goalie, champion goalie. If you just joined us, again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. David, you know, time always flies when you're here with us. Let me just calmly lay this out and then get your take on this and then shift into other subjects, because I know you've been up since 5 a.m. and you're writing your new book and you've got to leave sooner. I'll keep you in the next hour. Maybe we'll twist your arm to do that. But the point is, I've read what Ray Kurzweil said. I've read what the other transhumanists have said. I know the whole history of them, how they come out of the end of eugenics in the early 50s, out of the eugenics society. Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, starts the transhumanist movement. They're not saying humans are going to merge with computers by itself. They're saying we've taken control of human evolution, to use their words, whether people believe in that or not. We've taken control, and we're going to empower you, but we're going to squash everybody else like bugs. You will accept this or die, and you'll be like a bug as soon as we get this brain boost. But then I see every piece of tech they roll out is designed to dehumanize, not to empower. So I'm not against the technology. The fact it's all infected, it's all deformed, it's all designed to poison and limit, from the smart meters to the phones to all of it. We can obviously hack the Matrix back ourselves and use that to reach people in the Matrix, to use the movie analogy. But people need to understand, if they haven't read the writings of all the top transhumanists, they're selling the new liberation through this, but saying all the rest of us will be animals who are exterminated because we'll be like bugs. This is Hitlerian, rolled out with these big conferences with top military, top Hollywood, William Shatner, who I don't think is a bad guy, goes to it. And they have these big Kurzweil events where they're going to be gods, and we won't even count, and we're going to accept it, or we won't even be able to communicate. When meanwhile, it's all done, when you read deeper, to actually destroy us and enslave us. I mean, this is beyond science fiction, what the technocratic elite, and I've studied them. If you go back to the 1850s with Galton and Wedgwood and the Huxleys all intermarrying with the British royalty, they all envisioned, we're going to have the genetics, we're going to discover that, the biometrics, the control grid. They chart 165 years ago, about 1850 or so, everything that would then unfold in books I own. That is not human. They are, I mean, they talk about demons, whatever. They are channeling and building something so dark, it staggers the mind. And so I want listeners to know, as wild as what David Icke is saying, these people believe it and talk about it, and they believe they're going to be the new gods of the future, and they want to shatter our consciousness.
Alex, you used a term there which really sums up the game, dehumanize. I was just saying a few minutes ago, the idea is to turn us into computer-like, robot-like, emotionless expressions of them. And to do that, they must dehumanize us. And, you know, there are certain key words that can be, just a few key words that can be used to describe this force that I'm talking about. One, it's a parasite. That's why everything it does is parasiting. You know, the tax system and all these fines and all these new regulations and stuff that they're bringing in, that is just increasing the parasitical nature of the society and those that are controlling society. Another key word is deceit. That goes without saying. And another one is distortion. Everything is about distorting reality. Why? Because what they're doing that is distorting the original reality and distorting it to become closer to their reality.
That's why the propaganda doesn't make any sense, because the elite, so-called elite, are insane and ugly in their souls and their spirits, and that's why they're turning up the taxes and regulations, in their own words, to wreck us and to bankrupt us, to drive us into their arms so we can now be under their control.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. And this is, you know, I've been talking about this in my books for a very long time. All this financial crash, if people are going to sit around waiting for the upturn, well, you know, I should get some food in because you've got a long wait. Because the idea is not to upturn it. The idea now is to drive it on and on and on, so the humans are driven economically into the ground. I mean, look around the world. Look around America. What's happening? My goodness.
And you said that in 2008. You said, we're not coming out of this until we defeat them. This is the long, dark winter. This is the shutdown while they give us false hope and pose as saviors.
Yeah, we see, this is another thing. Oh, God, I mean, we talk forever. Another one of their great techniques is buying time. You know, look at the Palestinians in Israel. All these roadmaps and talks about talks and all that stuff. Load of rubbish. The Israelis don't want any of that to come to fruition. They're buying time to complete the genocide. And so they'll buy time. Oh, no, the upturn's coming. Oh, it's just around the corner. No, a key, no need to do anything. We've got it sorted. And it's just buying time to allow it to get worse. And when you talk
about... But even that's a divide and conquer as well. The globalists are playing both sides of that.
Yeah, they have to divide and rule 7 billion when there's a handful of them in full knowledge of what they're doing. That's the key. This is why I say, you know, I don't care what your religion is or no religion. I don't care what your belief system is. Let's just put it aside and come together because we're all in this together. And let's if you want to argue about belief systems, let's argue in the concentration camp, shall we? That'll be a good time. We'll have plenty of time. Well, not too long, but we'll have enough time to see if your belief system's better than mine. Come on, people. It's time to grow up because they want us to be children. In the worst sense.
Look at how they're hyping black on white, white on black racism all in the media. I mean, they are desperately hitting the divide and conquer button like I've never seen.
Yes, exactly, because they're pushing on now to complete the job. And one of the reasons that they're pushing it on as fast as they can in an almost panic-stricken way is they're trying to lock down everything before the human race, which it is doing, though my goodness, not quick enough for me, before the human race wakes up to the point
and
where...
And throws the fleas off. Stay there, David Icke.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, David Icke, even though it's late over there, is going to be with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to get into some of the things politically that are happening, get his take on that. And then I'll take calls and cover news for the balance of the rest of the hour. For those that are holding, a few of the callers got through are for David. We may have time to actually get to a few of those here in about 15 minutes. This is a short segment, then one more little short segment, then a longer segment with David. Briefly, this broadcast is listener supported. And when you buy the books, the videos, like Behold a Pale Horse, America's Last Chance with Charlie Daniels at InfoWarsStore.com, or A Noble Lie, Exposing Oklahoma City as an Inside Job by the Clintons, absolute trash, a very powerful film, you support the broadcast. When you buy the Come and Take It t-shirts, the new Obama Joker t-shirt that pulls down that idol, you support the broadcast. And the magazines are sold in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. Big, glossy, color magazines, just full of hardcore info. Buy them, given everybody you know. This issue, I've hardly plugged it, and it's almost sold out. Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns is on the cover, and it's got all 50 states making up a handgun. InfoWars Magazine, or subscribe and get the next 12 issues, this one and the next 12, delivered to your house, or give it as a gift subscription. Great way to wake somebody up. As everything goes digital, physical is what we're going to get back into to really reach out, and people are really waking up, and I want to thank all of you that are subscribers there at Prison Planet. TV to watch the nightly news and see the daily show, and also people that are subscribers to InfoWars magazine. Get your February issue today at InfoWarsStore.com. David, this is a short segment. DavidIcke.com, you've got a new book you're writing. I want to have you back on when that comes out. You wanted to comment on Huxley and people, not the Huxley we know of in this 20th century with Brave New World in 32, but his grandfather. How did they envision genetic engineering, total control, robots under their control 160 years ago?
Well, it comes through to Aldous Huxley as well with Brave New World,
yes.
who of course was connected into the Fabian Society, a major secret society with a network, and that's where George Orwell, Eric Blair, his real name, got his information for 1984. From the perspective that I'm coming from, Alex, it's really, really simple. Those that are the Agent Smiths, if you like, and the Huxleys certainly were, they are coming, and the Royal Family, and Royal Families, and the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds, they're coming from a different point of perception for this reason. Imagine that you're playing a computer game, and you know where the computer game goes because you've seen it. You know where it goes. Or you're watching a movie and you know where it goes. You know how the plot unfolds and where it ends. But the people in the movie, i.e. the human race, they ain't seen the movie. They think the movie's real. They think things are happening by random chance, when actually it's unfolding because it's programmed to unfold that way. That's what's happening with the hack. Now, we as a human race, if we get out of our five sense level of reality, which is very weak comparatively in changing reality, and get into awareness, consciousness, and realize the true nature of who we are, and we do that collectively, then it's over. It's over. This cannot unfold with that level of awareness, power, information.
All right.
Creative imagination.
We got to go to break. But I want to bring up to you why they do Illuminati rituals at the Super Bowl and the Olympics. I know you've talked about that. I'm glad I remembered that. I want to raise that. We'll get into the Vatican thing. We're going to break right now. David Icke, third hour coming up here in just a moment. We'll be right back with David Icke. I'm going to show you a live Skype video for TV viewers of the Texas official state cemetery. Aaron Dykes is there. The royal establishment, local Fox, was telling him that he needed to be quiet and he couldn't, you know, be 300 yards away from the funeral, giving us a report while the rest of the mainstream media does talking reports. See, InfoWars is much bigger than local Fox, but they're God. They're telling him to shut up. But we're there covering the Navy SEAL's funeral. More of that coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got live video feeds from the funeral of Chris Kyle, the big ritual. We're going to talk about ritual with David in the next segment. And how, oh, ignore the troops dying of DU poisoning, but oh, we're going to have a big giant shutdown I-35 for 6 hours and have a big funeral for a Navy SEAL sniper. And I'm not here bashing Chris Kyle. It's just, this is a manipulation. What is the obsession with ritual? You know, the royal wedding, all of it. What is it really about? It's not about honoring the troops. The globalists say that they're the number one terror threat because, you know, they're creatures that went out and robotically did their work that may wake up, may get off the reservation. David, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. David Icke, our guest of DavidIcke.com. David, in the time we've got, what's going on with the Pope? I mean, we've got Wall Street Journal saying prophecy is the next Pope the last and all sorts of other hysteria. What's going on here?
Well, I think there's a very good chance, Alex, that Roman Church will not last a desperately long time now, because the Roman Church has not just got skeletons in the cupboard, it's got whole cemeteries going back hundreds of years. And, you know, there's a television program, I think, when going out tonight in America or going out, they watched it online last night. You can watch it online anywhere in the world. And its English title, if you like, is Silence in the House of God. And it just confirms in a mainstream documentary what I've discovered all around the world in the last nearly 25 years, and that is the scale of pedophilia and child abuse. There's a reason for that. It connects into the hack. It connects into the energy vampiring of those behind the hack. This is all part of it. Children's energy, they want.
And why are they saying vampires are good everywhere? Children's shows?
Well, exactly, Alex. What they're doing is trying to get us closer and closer to them, so their extremes become mainstream and acceptable to us more.
Torture,
and more.
Secret all, arrest, Hotel yeah. Transylvania, the yeah, vampires are the sweet ones, the humans are the bad ones.
That's all part of the that's all part of the preparation and the conditioning to get us to accept extremes and outrages as a natural part of life. But what surrounds this resignation of the Pope, I would suggest, is that Joseph Ratzinger, his real name, is the biggest child abuse cover-upper, if you like, cover-upper of child abuse on the planet. In 1981, Pope John Paul II, who was not the rose-colored person he was painted and promoted as, he made Ratzinger the head of something called the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the CDF. Now, this was formerly the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Roman and Universal Inquisition. It was the Holy Inquisition, the mass murdering, torturing of non-believers. And in 2001, the same Pope John Paul II, decreed that all child abuse cases affecting the Roman Catholic Church worldwide would come through this CDF and directly through Ratzinger, every single one. And the job of Ratzinger, which he carried out with great aplomb and vigorously, was to cover up as much as possible, and therefore stop what would be and will be, I suggest, when it does come out, church destroying truth about the child abuse and the scale of it worldwide. And in covering it up, Alex, he denied justice to the children who'd been abused and allowed paedophile priests and bishops and all the rest of it to stay in their jobs, or maybe move parishes or whatever, but stay in their jobs and continue to abuse children.
Amazing, now, which is exactly what you said about Penn State before it came out and what you said about the BBC presenter who hangs out with the royalty, who we now know was a Satanist. Oh, by the way, let's talk about that. You said that first.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, it's our final segment with David Icke. We may cram in a call or two for him from folks like William. I am Alex Jones, your host. A ton of news and your calls coming up after he leaves us. David, we got to move quickly now. If people just joined us, you're saying it's television program set to air here and in England, and you gave the name of them, and I pulled up the London Guardian with the reports that he was over the committee that helped suppress the child abuse back in the 80s and things. And now he's resigned. It's a huge deal. The media is acting like they don't know why he resigned.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, popes don't resign, Alex. He's the first one to resign in 600 years. They're saying ill health, but they're very vague about what that ill health is. And his previous, mate, Pope John Paul, II, he stayed, as Pope for the last 4 years of his life with Parkinson's disease, severe arthritis. He could hardly speak or hear, but it kept going because popes don't resign. Now this one has suddenly resigned. I'm telling you, it's to do with the scale of child abuse that this man has been covering up for year after year after year. The bubble's about to burst, and you know, it on so many levels, the bubble's
sure.
about to burst.
Sure, let's move quick now, though.
Yeah, you mentioned Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile, the whole thing in this country, a thing called Operation Yew Tree with the Metropolitan Police in London, that's just been a massive cover-up of his connections with the royal family and the Thatcher administration. But there are other things going on that are connecting more and more dots and more connections into the paedophilia connections into the Thatcher administration, which was a cesspool beyond description. And that's going to blow eventually as well. And I've said for all these years, paedophilia and Satanism are the cement that holds the whole thing together
worldwide.
You
said not only was he a pedophile before it came out, but he was a Satanist. Now that's mainstream news of him taking little kids to satanic rituals and raping them.
Yeah, I also said that he was a necrophiliac, which has also come out as well. And what is a necrophiliac? There's someone that wants sex with dead people. It's about death.
And again, you heard that when you were working at the BBC?
No, this was much later. I met a lady.
That's right, she came and visited you. But of course, you were a top news presenter there for folks that don't know.
I didn't know Savile. I mean, you know, the BBC is a massive organization. I was in sport and news and he was in wherever he was. But I always thought he was a very strange man. Anyone, you know, that saw him on television, this was one strange.
He looks like the archetypal pervert trying to rape kids in the trench coat at the park.
Yeah, but I met a lady in the late 1990s who was a close friend of Princess Diana for 9 years, and she gave me the lowdown on everything, including Savile, because Savile was so close. I mean, she said, you know, Princess Diana, you know, just kind of hated the guy, Savile, because he was so close to the royal family, Alex, that this has now come out, that he was acting as a go-between Prince Charles and Princess Diana.
He was a top liaison. He was the one that had the keys to all their palaces and the highest level security clearance above anybody, and bragged, I supply things to them. And they're constantly digging up the skeletons of little kids on royal palaces. What's going on there?
The thing is that, you see, you know, we've been talking in this chat about if you like, the Agent Smiths being living in one world and the population living in another world, and the two interact, but that's about it.
No, they see our kids like going to the store and getting a pizza. I mean, they're eating us. We are the food.
Well, yeah, because they see us like humans see, you know, cattle and stuff like that. But the thing is that, the life that they lead is so extreme. It's so dark. It's so based on...
Okay, here's an example. I remember you in a book, I forget which one, saying Al Gore carries giant packages of blood around with him everywhere. And I thought, that's it. This guy's crazy. It was before the internet got really big. It was about 95, 96. Years later, I saw it in the news that why does Al Gore insist on having all these blood types in a refrigerator that follows him everywhere he goes, not even his own blood? And they said, we don't know. He won't say. What is Al Gore doing with the refrigerator of blood?
Well, the thing is that these bloodlines are for the, you know, way it's gone today, let's call them the Agent Smith bloodlines, they are only partly human. They also are partly these entities, demons, jinn, archons, whatever you want to call them. And therefore, they are hybrids. And to hold their human form within the hack, you know, because it's a hologram. It's not a physical body. Physical bodies can't, you know, shift shape, but holograms can. This is why we need to understand reality to get a real grasp on what is happening all around us. And to hold human form, they do drink blood. It's not the only reason, but because it carries the human genetic code. And it, human code in their DNA open, whereas otherwise, you know, they would look very different. And this is what shapeshifting's about. You see, people laugh at shapeshifting because we're, and this is an age-old thing. It's not just modern experience. This goes back as far as history goes back, this theme of shapeshifting. We dismiss it, or people dismiss it, because they say you can't go from a physical body to a physical body. No, you can't. But that's not what's happening. You see, everything is energy, waveform energy, including the human body. It only becomes what we call physical when we've decoded it from the waveform through to the electrical into the holographic.
Okay, well, regardless, they think all this is going on. They are a bunch of Luciferian devil worshippers. They're skull and bones, you name it, out of their minds. Let me ask you this. We got to move quick here, David. You've always talked about how these sporting events, these big ones, are religious events. Now, the last four or five Super Bowls, with Janet Jackson and the sun symbol on her breast and the lights going out this year for 33 minutes and 55 seconds, right after she does the Illuminati symbol, Beyonce, and imaging shoving a microphone into it, so a double symbol of sexual congress going on, and then people in the crowd getting up and doing it, and Hitler coming up with the modern Olympics and the rings and the weird rituals there. And people say, oh, well, they're just having a ritual. They get off on it. I've been at Bohemian Grove. I've seen video shot by ABC News of Skull and Bones. They take this stuff deadly serious. I've talked to psychiatrists and people that have treated high-level folks. Obviously can't say because of the doctor... client privilege, but I had dinner with, and I looked the lady up, with a famous person that worked for Princess Diana out in Hollywood one time at dinner at Martin Sheen's house of all places. And she was saying, let me just tell you, it's all true what you're saying and then some. Okay. Let me just say it's crazy. And that's all she would say. But these people are out of their minds. I mean, regardless whether it's real or not and spiritual, they believe it. And so what's going on with the rituals in the Super Bowl and stuff getting more and more overt, and all the rappers saying they're in the Illuminati?
Well, it's a couple of things, we can talk about here. First of all, 80%, according to mainstream science anyway, 80% of the information that the brain constructs into our experience reality comes through the visual senses. And thus, this is where symbolism comes from. This is why they put these symbols all around us, because, I'm speaking now, and as I speak, my vocal cords are vibrating a waveform vibration field of information. That's what the voice is. And it passes between me and people listening to me now in a form that's not words. It is vibrational information. The ear picks that up and sends it to the brain, and the brain then decodes that vibrational electrical information into words. This is the only time that my voice speaking now exists as words.
Sure.
Is when the receiver.
Why are they doing the rituals, though? I mean, why do they think they get power?
Yeah, this is where I'm going with this. Now, a visual subject, whether it's a symbol or something on a stage or whatever, that's also an information field which carries the information that it represents. And therefore, that is going on the same journey, except through the eyes this time, to the brain to be decoded into a sense of reality. In other words, symbols through this mechanism are access gateways to the brain and the mind and the perception. Now, when you do these rituals, and this is why they're doing ancient Babylonian and other rituals today that they've done for thousands of years and more, it's because the rituals, the colors, the chants, everything that takes part, the symbols involved, they create a particular vibrational field. And these fields connect them to these entities operating beyond the walls of the hack. And thus, as they create these rituals, and the Olympic ritual at the London rituals at the London Olympics in 2012 were absolutely classically blatant in front of your eyes, if you know what you're looking for, they are creating this energy field that is connecting into these entities. Now, there's a great line. energy flows where attention goes. When you give something your attention, you make an energetic connection between you and it.
That's why they block all of I-35 and make all the news watch. It's not about the dead soldier, about the state sucking our attention, our time, yes, our energy, our power.
Yes, you know, you mentioned an experience you had on a chat we had some time ago, Alex, where you were sitting, I think it was in a restaurant, and you said you felt like two eyes were staring you in the back, or you know, going in your back, and you turned around and someone was staring at you. That attention of that person upon you, you could feel, because that attention creates an energetic connection. So when we focus, and what was it, a billion people focusing on the opening ceremony of the London Olympics worldwide, and you get the Super Bowl audience, again worldwide, focusing on these rituals, there is an energetic connection, and we are affected by it. It's affecting our
perception.
Hold
on, I know you got to go and it's late. Do one more 5-minute segment, 6-minute segment with us after this break to finish up on this and tie it into Daily Science, Science Daily. Quantum theory demonstrated observation affects reality. We're going to talk about that, finishing up, and take one call for David Icke and get a sneak peek on his new book. Stay with us. One more segment with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Final segment with David Icke, and then I promise I'm going to get to William and George and Joshua and Jack. We'll go to one call here in just a moment. William in Mississippi wants to talk to David, been holding patiently. You mentioned how they want our eyes on them. They believe they're getting spiritual power. The globalists talk about this openly. François Mitterrand, the French president, and others were open occultists who talked about public events being rituals on TV to get power. Hitler called his giant mass rallies with 500,000 people rituals to get power. Here's an equation of 7.5 billion people on Earth, less than 1,000 members of elite families that own the planet. You're talking about 0.00000013333333. So it's not the 2%. It's the 0.00000013333333. Who are manipulating us, and not even all of those 1,000 or so members that Rothkopf at the Kissinger Group estimates actually own the planet through monopoly. Some of them aren't even fully aware of what's going on. In fact, a lot of them are just compartmentalized. Now, here's Science Daily. Quantum theory demonstrated observation affects reality. This came out in 98. Since then, countless other research has been done proving that when you observe something, it changes it. Not when a computer does it. A human looking at something, they don't know why, changes the neurons and electrons and things. I mean, David, this just adds more validity to what you're saying, what you, I guess, at a spiritual level had an epiphany to 20-something years ago. But this is why you're saying that they want us looking at them?
Yeah, well, the thing is that this is why, you know, they've found that different scientists can have different outcomes to different experiments, because depending on their attitude to the experiment, it can change the experiment. Now, this is so important, this, Alex, because, you know, I was mentioning earlier, just before a break, that this program is playing out, and it will play out unless it's something intervenes in it. And what can intervene in it is human awareness. Because human awareness looks at the program, in other words, its daily experience, and it changes it once it knows what it's looking at. And so this whole deal has been to hold human collective awareness or perception in a certain way of looking and perceiving things, so that it will not do on any scale what you've described in that article, which is the attention changing reality. Because if we look at this on anything like a mass scale, and we realize what we're looking at, gone. Because that attention and awareness behind the attention will change.
And that's why they stage the mass shootings and things, is again to get our attention.
They have to keep us in a certain band of attention. In other words, perception of reality. Because then if that is our perception of reality, we will
generate attention,
that reality.
Fear-based attention focused on them. Let's jam in one call here. Exactly. William in Mississippi. William, you're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can. Go ahead with your question.
Mr. Icke, hey, first off, I just wanted to say I was lucky enough to grow up with a father who let me listen to your speeches a lot. And when I was in school, one of our teachers kept calling you Mr. Icke, and I had to correct him in front of everybody.
I've been called worse.
I wanted to say that I think there's a lot of correlations between your theories of the Anunnaki or the reptilian humanoids and vampires. So let's assume that an intelligent species of reptiles survived the extinction of the dinosaurs and evolved further. What would be the correlations between them and vampires? Well, let's just look at reptiles and vampires. They both have two fangs, feet on mammals. They're both nocturnal. They're both described as cold. Like,
all right, well, I don't want to get off into you got to get your question in there. David, thank you for the call, sir. Go ahead.
Cheers. Very good question. And one of the things that happens when you research this in country after country and culture after country, culture, is that the penny drops eventually. You're actually looking at the same thing. They're just using different names for it. This is why you can see the same thing described in all the religions.
Every culture said whether it was Asian, Latin American, before that Mesoamerican, European, Babylonian, don't go near the castle. They'll grab you and eat you.
Yeah, I mean, vampires, what are called by the Gnostics archons, the jinn of Islam, the demons, the all these different names. I've
the
called
ancient Greeks
in the
had
past.
Vampire hunting parties that went out in their major cities every week.
Yeah, now, what do vampires do? They feed off human blood and they feed off human energy, and that's what these people behind the hack do, and that is why their representatives within the hack do it, and that is what Satanism is all about.
Well, Christians call it the devil. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but the establishment believes all this, whether it's real or part of it's real or none of it's real. There's a lot more going on out there than meets the eye. David, when's your new book coming out?
Probably in the autumn, in the fall.
Right.
But I think it's the best thing I've done, because there comes a time when you cross a line and suddenly the pennies drop.
All right, David, we're out of time. Let me say bye to you during the break. We're going to come back with calls.
All right.
We're going to have David back soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The story went up last night at InfoWars.com. It hasn't gotten the attention it deserves. I'm going to cover it after we take phone calls. Obama disarmed Marines during inauguration. How that ties into the outgoing head of SecDef, Panetta making troops when he goes to bases disarm. I mean, that is unprecedented. I'm going to talk about what that signifies and what that means. Again, ladies and gentlemen, what we know is the reality we're being fed is not even close to what's really going on, and we have psychos running things, period. Okay, whether they're really being directed by, you know, spiritual entities, you can debate that all day, but the bad people are in control. I mean, it's coming out that a top pedophile devil worshiper with the highest level clearances, best friends with the royal family, you know, was involved in necrophilia, you name it. You look at what's going on in the Catholic Church. It's just going on everywhere. It's just a bunch of evil people in control. And I, for one, want it to stop as quickly as possible. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment. I want to tell people, though, about some exciting news. Linus Pauling, was it back in the 60s, won the Nobel Prize. I'm going to do a whole piece on this for showing that super large dosages of pure vitamin C was able to make people live longer and absolutely knock out cancer. Now, they've tried to suppress that information since then, but here's an article out of the street, and this is up at InfoWars.com. It was in the Wall Street Journal and also Yahoo News. Longevity, that's all the products I sell at InfoWarsHealth.com, discounted with the free shipping and other perks for InfoWars.com readers and radio listeners. And it breaks down that Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic, depending on which area, 95% killed cancerous colon cells, no healthy cells killed. And they did other studies with other products that didn't do the same thing because of the super high concentration of vitamin C and a bunch of other vitamins and minerals that only Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic. And it's also now in the... People got tired of the Alex Pack, part of it being liquid. So now there's minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and more. 30 packets of the Healthy Start Pack or Alex Pack, the plant-derived minerals, everything, where it's just in pills instead of the liquid. Now, I personally think liquid tends to be better, and people agree, but when you're on the run or on the go or whatever, or for survival reasons, this lasts a lot longer, all those reasons, they now have the one pack, on-the-go, Healthy Start Pack, available at InfoWarsHealth.com, and there's also phone numbers at InfoWarsHealth.com, where you can call and get all your questions answered. They have great probiotics, healthy chocolates, incredible coffees, almost 400 products that are the very best, all available. Oh, you actually found the Linus Pauling thing. Punch that back up for me. Vitamin C, Linus Pauling was right all along. A doctor's opinion. That's medical news today. And it goes over. When did he win that? I remember reading the Nobel Prize he got for that a decade ago. The point is that there's a bunch of studies. I need to do a whole report on it. I'll just sit here and talk about it. But you also support us getting the great products with your purchase for the news organization. Everything we're building here, you see things expanding. That's because we're really trying to fight the globalists head-to-head and do the best job we can. So InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com also links over to InfoWarsHealth.com if you forget that URL. He remains the only person who have won two unshared Nobel Prizes, the first in chemistry in 54 and the second in 62. Yeah, that was for the vitamin C. In addition to being one of the greatest scientists ever, he was a renowned humanitarian. Well, there you go. The point is that they went out and got Clemson University to do a long, year-long study of this with cancer cells next to healthy cells with the colon tissue. And it's just dramatic. I mean, it just shows how your body, the stuff that's in these longevity products. InfoWarsHealth.com, and again, the phone number is also up there on the site in a bunch of videos and materials. In fact, scroll down, I'll give people the phone number. If you scroll down, I'll give people the phone number. It's to sign up as new customers. It's 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. And to have all your questions answered by the great team, the InfoWars team, 888-636-9277. And they're there right now. You folks have done their research, some of them pharmacists and others, but most of them just folks that have been trained to be able to answer your questions. So that's up there on the site. Okay. And don't forget, water is key. We have ProPure, the best gravity-fed filter out there, side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. Discounted with the new Pro One filters that has fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid cutting it out. None of the other competitors can even do any of that. We carry the best. I went out and got them because I did my research. They were the best. ProPure discounted 10% with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. And shopping with us, shopping with the Patriots, shopping with the folks in the white hats, shopping with the good guys instead of the bad guys, voting with your dollars is what it's all about. Be sure and support your local AM and FM affiliates as well. Sponsor them and support the local sponsors you hear. Voting with your dollars. The new Obama Joker t-shirt, we've brought that back with a new design, Tyrant Obama. And on the back it says, come and take it, the Second Amendment gun, the gun with the Second Amendment inside of it. That's already our best-selling t-shirt. We just combined it with the Obama Tyrant shirt, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to Anthony in Canada. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Anthony.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much. I've been listening to you for years. I've actually debated whether I'd call your show or not for a long time. I used to be working in the Canadian government and had to rub shoulders with some pretty big people. And I got some information for you. First thing, good news. Bill C-30, known as the Online Surveillance and Wireless Wiretapping Bill, didn't pass yesterday, according to our Justice Minister, a minister because of the Canadian public opposition. So that's a good victory for us in the info war. But this prime minister we have now is a complete globalist. He's just absolutely disgusting. He just sold one of our biggest oil companies, Nexen, to the Chinese government last month. We have basically no more control of our oil fields out in Alberta. What else has he done here? He's got, I don't even know. Like, there's so much stuff here. But another thing, too, when I was up there, you say these people are mentally ill. Man, did you ever nail it? Like, these people that I've talked to, they're naming their kids after, like, historical people. One guy who's in the cabinet in the Canadian government right now named one of his kids after the Queen, somebody in the Queen's family. They're talking about, like, oh, this is royalty, this and that. And I thought these people were absolutely crazy. You want to talk about Al Gore. You were talking about him earlier. I was actually told 2 years before he'd win the Nobel Peace Prize. He wanted to be president. They told him no. The elite said, you can't do it. You're going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. You're going to be the champion for the global warming garbage that we're going to spew out. And, you know, I couldn't take it anymore, Alex. I had to call in and spread the word because most of the stuff you say is true. And about this mental illness thing, man, they have a God complex. I'm completely convinced that they actually think they're part of the divine. They think that they get their mission, like, when they go to bed at night. I don't know what they're thinking, but it's definitely what's happening.
Wow. Wow. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I got to say this on air. I'm sure they don't mean any trouble, because compared to a lot of agencies, they're one of the better ones. The Texas Rangers are here, or one Texas Ranger, and the show's over officially here in about 20 minutes, so I'll be able to talk to them. But I just want to get that out there. They want to talk to me about Chris Kyle. And they're having the big event right now here in town, burying him. In fact, let's go to that live video feed here in a moment. Aaron Dykes is out there videotaping the funeral service. So, Secret Service, FBI, Texas Rangers. This should be interesting. So I'll find out exactly what this is about here in just a moment. Well, they actually said what it was about. And it was about the Marines giving us info about Chris, about the guy that reportedly shot Chris Kyle, that exclusive photo we got. And I can tell you right now, I'm not giving up my sources. I don't know if that's what they want. But Paul Watson's in the UK, and I told him I don't even want to know sources when he does them. So that's the end of it. I tell you, the system does not want, I'm going to find out what's going on with this and the Texas Ranger that's here. Let's go ahead. Or I told him to come back at 2, though. I'm almost off, so I'll just call him back so I'll get this over with. I love their stuff to do. Let's go to George in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead, George.
I had a sort of insight into that this universal matrix, you could say. I had a profound experience about 30 years ago when I was dabbling into all sorts of dark and light arts of the ESP nature, and I had an angelic experience, and it was quite unnerving considering if you've dabbled in things and something like that happens. But I was dabbling into the sense that what is the true nature of God, and what is the power of God. And love was the answer I got from this angelic thing. And then I had to go through a example of how it really was the most powerful force in the universe, and it allowed me to be attacked by malevolent spirits. And until I learned that defending myself wasn't the issue, but using love and sending love to those things that were attacking me, and then they diminished in power, and then they actually turned into beings of light. So what we've got to learn, that we're in the matrix. The matrix is trying to create a fear base so we stay within the bubble. If we try to, if we use love and don't allow them to destroy us and react to that in a negative fashion, we can react to protect ourselves, but not to curse them, not to go after them in that way, because that gives them power. That keeps us in the matrix and gives them power. When we use the love, it basically then transcends that and then destroys their power.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I don't want to get into, you know, religious arguments and things like that that everybody seems to engage in nowadays. But I know this. Some people misunderstand what I'm doing with the broadcast, and they think that I'm trying to scare them when I cover all these scary things. I'm trying to get people to realize this is already going on, whether you admit it or not. Let's do something about it. Again, if somebody's house was on fire and they were asleep and you're banging on the door, going, get up, your house on fire, and they come to the door and go, quit fear-mongering, as, you know, smoke comes out the windows and fire comes out the roof. I'm trying to get people, I think people want to do something about this. I think people need to, I don't understand folks that are so totally gripped with fear. I mean, take the LAPD. All of Southern California locked down, police staying indoors, not on, you know, getting out of their squad cars, not on motorcycles, not on foot, running around with machine guns, shooting women in cars and trucks that don't even look like this guy, shooting men that don't look like him. And if they are, the wicked flee when none pursue. And I'm not saying they're all wicked, but it's a wicked culture. I mean, statistically, cops die every couple days. I've looked it up in Southern California. I mean, it's very dangerous driving around. They get hit. They get shot. Things are always, but it's not hyped up like this. And so it just shows they can hype up. Hey, two cops are dead, five people shot, and they literally are just running around in total fear and a PR disaster. And it is just beyond bizarre that it could ever get to this point. But it shows this culture of fear. I mean, in fact, here it is. Obama, this is Infowars.com. Obama disarms Marines during inauguration. And it goes, note the missing rifle bolts in the video capture above. And they've always inauguration stuff because there's no need. They don't have ammo, and that gets checked. And if they shoot, you know, a salute, it's blank, so you don't want to shoot something a mile away in a populated area. But now, even when generals show up or the Secretary of Defense, all the ammo is taken. They do inspections with the officers. They go in and make sure it's out of their barracks. They check their clips. They say, leave your guns. No guns, because they dislike and hate the military so much. But then the same politicians have these big giant parades for the military, so they look like heroes. So that ties into this total state of fear where now, you know, Saddam Hussein could walk out in front of 10,000 troops and nobody shot him. And I'm not saying he's a good guy, but the point is our leaders act completely cowardly. I mean, they just live in total fear. I mean, statistically, I try to remind myself when I'm driving down the highway in the morning where there are cars that come right out of the lane on this four-lane road, two lanes one way, two lanes the other, that if, you know, somebody, I see fatality accidents every few months on the road. On this particular road, it's very dangerous. I see wrecks every week. I mean, just devastating wrecks. Because if somebody's looking at their phone or drops coffee on themselves or a tire blows, they're into your lane. I've told my wife we should always drive in the slow lane on this road. It's so dangerous. Because statistically, that's the number one cause of death. My little darling children that I would give my life for in a split second, I still stick them in a car, tin can, going 70 miles down the road with other cars going 70 on a road that has deaths all the time. But where's the fear? There's not the fear, because it's part of life. I mean, that's what I'm afraid of, not being killed by the New World Order. I mean, I know life's so short anyways. I mean, I don't get surrendering to fear. That's why some people hear this show and they go, well, that guy scares the daylights out of me. I've talked to military people and I've talked to others that say, I just can't listen. It's too scary. Well, you're scared because you're not doing anything about it. I'm not here trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you moving. I'm saying, look, this is going on. Let's do something. I mean, it's not like, hey, I've got courage. Folks, I do not have courage. I don't even know if courage is a real thing. I think it's a default. Are you going to stand up for yourself? I mean, you see the footage in Nazi Germany of the piles of dead bodies and ditches they're shooting, mass graves, and the people with hats and hands, it's their turn, and they curtsy the soldier and the authority figure and run in and get shot. Americans are like that today. A uniform, they kill their own kids. I'm telling you, a lot of them. They worship uniforms, not liberty, not freedom. You know, they worship the flag, not what it symbolizes. They don't even support what it symbolizes. It wouldn't be a parade for the Constitution. The Constitution's been run over. But they wrap all their tyranny in that packaging. And it just totally freaks me out that some of the people in the Warsaw Ghetto, some of the Jews and others, fought back a few times and were called heroes for fighting back so they wouldn't be taken and killed. I call that just being normal. You're marching men, women, and children into a pit, shooting them, and I'm a hero. If I would run over and try to break the neck of somebody, or you know, do something to them, I mean, that's not a hero. If I go in my garage and there is a raccoon in there, and this has happened before, and I'm like, get out of here, and it's sitting there eating dog food, looking at me, and I get a broom and start going like this, it'll hiss at me and stuff. And if you were to corner one, it would attack you. That raccoon is not something tough. It's just normal, okay? That's what I'm trying to get at here. We're going to go to break and come back. But thank you, George, for the call. And we're going to come back to Joshua, Zachary, and Patricia, try to cram those in here. And then I got to go find out what the Texas Ranger wants. Something to do with Chris Kyle. There's no end to this. So I'll be able to find out what's going on with that. And there's a new Piers Morgan thing going on behind the scenes, too, that I'm not at liberty to talk about at this point. You know who did that Piers Morgan thing, who got all that going? I didn't know this till about a week after. The media said, you can blame Matt Drudge for this. And I went and looked at Matt's tweets. I mean, I look at them a couple times a day, but I'd missed it. And he had actually sent it to them. And then I was talking to one of their producers when I was down there last week, when Piers Morgan was down here. And they said, yeah, that is where we got the idea. So Matt Drudge does it again. That was the impetus, the thought that then chain reaction triggered all of that unfolding. Final segment in this hour coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Enjoy InfoWars.com while it's still there. Spread the word of liberty.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'll give people a report tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock, what went on with the Secret Service. Well, Secret Service, they've been here before. The Texas Ranger is here to talk to me. So we'll find out what happens with that when the show is officially over in a minute. Retransmission starts on many stations, and we re-air the first hour and the fourth hour, because sometimes I do the fourth hour live. I know that confuses everybody. Let's talk to Joshua, the Pope and Prophecy. Go ahead, Joshua.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I have a question for you. I was reading my Bible like I do sometimes, and I noticed that in Matthew 12 and Luke 11 that it talks about the prophet Jonas. And I was able to connect that with the Alex Jones in the same way that Nostradamus predicted Hister as Hitler, whereas, you know, like Jonas would be like Jones. And I knew that this was connected to sort of the end time thing here, and then kind of bringing the Pope situation with the Malachi prophecies in. You know, you've got like this sort
of...
Well,
here's the deal. I don't believe in Nostradamus. I mean, he said a king will be killed jousting. Kings got killed every year in different parts of Europe jousting. I mean, you know, Hister, Hitler, it's all, I mean, I don't put anything into that. And there have been millions of people named Jones, and Jones is the antecedent of it is Jonas. We go back to about 1100 in Wales, they were converting to Christian names from Gaelic or Celtic names, and went over to that. So go ahead.
So you don't think that you're the prophet Jonas that the Bible speaks of in the end time? That's
No.
The way that you come across to people, you're constantly trying to get people to basically, like, say, hey, you know, like, you know, stop going along with this whole, you know, plan of, you know, Agenda 21, New World Order, all that stuff, and getting them to repent. And it says that that's going to end up happening for you, basically.
All right. Well, God bless you, friend. Look, I think we've all got a job in God's plan. And you know, I just want to get people thinking outside the box. And I realize people running things don't have their best interest at heart. Okay? I'm not even necessarily, you know, convinced this is the, you know, the end times, the mark of the beast. I believe all that. I see it being set up and coming, but things always take a lot longer than what people think. You know, the preachers are saying the world's going to end every day. It just never ends. But God bless you. I appreciate your call. Patricia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Calling from Colorado.
Yeah. I was wanting to know how I could do something about it, since I'm in debt and on the dole. And so
I know people call me all the time. They say, how do I get out of debt and get off the dole? They've set the system up where it's very hard to get ahead. In the old days, even if you only had meager skills and you were willing to work, you could end up being comfortable. They're trying to get rid of that civilization. They want to make you dependent. They want to get control of your life.
So what should I do then, since I have control of my life? I am on the dole.
You know, I go volunteer at a church. Do you go to church?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's good. Go volunteer at the church and try to help people, and go offer to intern, you know, things. I mean, it's such a complex question. I have to counsel you for like 2 hours to figure out, you know, ways to help you. You know, the church should be helping you and trying to figure out ways to get you a job and get you some skills. Do you have any skills?
I'm sure I have some skills. I can clean and stuff. I don't like to, but I can clean.
Well, if you don't want to be on the dole, go join a maid service and do that. And through that hard work, you're going to live longer anyway. Sitting around is one of the biggest forms of bad health, sedentary lifestyles. Hard work's good for you. I'd start right there. Or you could also do things like stay on the dole for a while, but pick up cans or paint little paintings and go try to sell them on the street to then gain a nest egg of money to then get off the dole. It's hard to ever get off once you're on. I understand that. There's a lot of things you can do. You ever thought about going and working for a yard company? Getting pretty good shape doing that.
Yard company?
Yeah, mow yards. I've done it.
Oh, and also, can I ask you something else?
Sure, what is it real fast?
You know, Li-Fi? What's the best way to fight that? Because they say...
Well, listen, it's one thing. Wi-Fi study show isn't good for you, but the really high-powered stuff like smart meters, that's what's bad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.